גוד חודש ואבויסאי! דודו נשמע סימים מרוסים רוסים ספורחי! אגוד חודש, אגוד יור, שביה חודש של גאולו! חודש של ניסים! And don't forget to perhaps eat a Rish Chodesh Suda. There's an Indian to eat a special, something special for Rish Chodesh. Boys, I have very good news here. Very, very good news. If you have a car and you want it clean for Pesach, there's a kid in Manchester that's willing to give a 10% discount to MDY members. Unbelievable. Here we go. Special offer, 10% off for MDY members with the MDY logo. Here, see that? It's unbelievable. Givaldik. We have with us Rav Michael Ben Shitrit. Michael, how much did you raise?
$8,000
personally. And Miami and Florida as a whole, how much?
$50,000.
Over $50,000.
And counting.
It's one of the top.
Yeah, top four. Top three.
Well, Ramat Bet Shemesh doesn't really count because I'm going to come out of it. Okay, whatever. Each one in their own. I think there's some issues. I have to go look because Borough Park looked a little weak, and I know Borough Park did okay. So maybe Borough Park is not counting all the people together. Thank you, Rav Eli, for changing my life as well as my family's life. Even through my toughest times, your dedication to Torah helped me to learn every day and still keep at it. Thank you, Mikol HaLev, Ezra Amsalem. Aaron Tzvi Sinner, that's Siner.
Sinner.
Thank you, Rav Eli. I learned for 2 years in Israel 20 years ago. Since then, I have not learned on a daily basis since I joined with Ner Talmud post October 7th, when much of our shul committed to learning Baba Kama together. I've kept up with Baba Metzia and I hope to continue learning the daily daf with you, Yashar Koach, for all you do spreading Torah to and engaging Jews across the religious spectrum and non-religious as well. Venice. Anonymous. Hi, Rav Eli. I'm a 17-year-old Bachar in Lakewood and started the daf from the beginning of Baba Metzia. I like this one line here. Because my yeshiva's Masech this year is Baba Metzia, and I listen to the daf every night by night seder, and I also started doing Shnai Mikra. My shir always says, you can't learn a daf in 45 minutes. And then I'm teaching my Charusa the Gemara that I learned with you. You can't learn a daf in 45 minutes, but then he's teaching the Olam. Thank you very much, and Bezras Hashem, I'll be finishing Baba Metzia. Givaldik. So, the Masech is sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. B'mheiru b'yameinu. Parnas HaChodesh, Refuah Shleima Limelech Ben Tzipora. Parnas HaChodesh, Lilinishma Zechariah B'moisha, Lilinishma Zechariah Bas Yosef. Parnas HaChodesh, Aaron Freyman, it should be his chus to rebellion for continuous Yad Shmayim teaching Torah to Klai Yisrael. Parnas HaChodesh, Yosef Ben Chai Sorah for all the schusim that come from supporting Limud HaTorah. Parnas HaChodesh, Ben Yomin Rosenfeld for Atzlach in business and all my endeavors, including Torah. Parnas HaYichshavua, Refuah Shleima Mordechai Ben Esther. Psurus Toivus. Parnas HaYoim, Elliot Mattingly. You guys remember Elliot Mattingly. Lezeichinish, my son. Chaim Oren Ben Elio, world's best Chavrus on his first yard site. Many people from MDY, including Fishel, they went there, they menachem him. Parnas HaYoim, Kessler family. Mazel tov and happy 80th birthday to Yosef Kessler and on the wedding of his granddaughter, Mina, to Shimon Sebag. Mazel tov to the parents, Liez and Shoshana Kessler. May we only see simchas from your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Parnas HaYoim, Michael and Sivia Cooper. Lienishmas David Nelson Nota Ben Alter Michal. Dr. Daniel Mandro, whose first yard site is today. Parnas HaYoim. Parnosa Aslach B'Shefa, Lizivu Hogan B'Koriv, Bela Basleya Malka, Amen. Common of the Five Towns. That's right. We just heard from Bernie the Burn, Common of Five Towns. Stop. I heard from him. He donated to the campaign. To my son, Rani Yecheskel, and his Kaliyal on the eve of their Chasana. Mazel Tov. He's still around. Common from the Five Towns. Yes. Huh? He's got to stay. Well, he's paying to go on the cruise. Parnas HaYoim, Yossi, Shlomi's brother Rosenberg. Shlomi Rosenberg's brother for a fool of Dr. Abe Garfinkel of Monticello having quad bypass. Roish Chodesh Nisan, he should have a refuah Shlomo. art of the month anonymous of the schus for an easy childbirth, his daughter, and a healthy baby. The art of the day. I couldn't believe this. This is one thing from the whole, there's a few interesting things I learned from this campaign. One of them is that a certain chosh of a guy from this room didn't take a page. And I yelled at him Barabim yesterday. That's a different story. But he talks a lot, usually whatever. But one of the most interesting things.
$180
to Nachman
Sefer
page. Oh,
good. There you go. I'll take it.
These $180 over $3,000. Really? Over $3,000? Yeah. Givaldi from Nachman. $5,000 behind this guy.
Okay, I'm not from far.
What do you wow. You're around the world. What do you mean? You don't live in any particular place.
I live next to you. Everyone gives it to you.
Listen to this. I have no idea what I wanted to say.
You wanted to, you'll make it for someone who didn't take a page.
Oh, very interesting thing is that people love sponsoring $1,000 for the coffee corner. A bunch of weeks, whatever it was. Not a single person sponsored the art of the day. Not a single person. Isn't that so helpful, the art? I was shocked. As much, the coffee was $1,000, the art of the day was like $180 or something. Nobody took it.
No,
interesting. I don't think Yoshi was insulted at all. I mean, he mentioned it 4 or 5 times to me.
Anyway,
read what? Oh. Art of the day. They did two sponsorships? Interesting. Must be a typo, but we'll read it anyways. Art of the day. Here's finally art of the day by the Kessler family. Mazel tov and happy 80th birthday to Yosef Kessler. In Bikvuro Yishmarim Shana. On the wedding of his granddaughter. What a beautiful thing. A birthday and a wedding. Mina to Shimon Sebag. Mazel tov to the parents, Rabbi Eliezer and Shoshana Kessler. May we only see simchas from your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Amen.
Amen.
Boys, I have a question. Maybe one or two people are going to know the answer to this. Just for this, it's worth it. And if you heard this yesterday, Benny, or anybody else.
Scream it out.
A shoyel, somebody who borrows something, we know is the worst of the worst. Yichayev for almost every single thing. Gneva, aveda, oynes, everything. You borrow an animal, the animal dies, you have to pay the whole thing. Unless it's meisa machmas b'lacha. Give me an example where you borrow something and it gets stolen, you don't have to pay.
Because if you had intention to steal it first,
then
you didn't.
No. It's a mafurish pasuk. Did you learn the daf before? He learned chumash. Rav David, what are you saying? No? Say it aloud. Say it aloud. I said maybe one person will know. No? Bay lavimo. Bay lavimo, says Rav David. That is, that if the owner is working for you, he's doing something for you, he's giving you a cup of water, and as he's giving you a cup of water, you say, hey, can I borrow your car? Reuven has a Tesla, and he's also giving you a cup of water. He's giving you a cup of water, you say, hey, can I borrow your Tesla? And he gives you the key to the Tesla as he's giving you the water. You could borrow it, and you don't have to pay if it gets stolen, lost, oynus, zero. Ba'al Avimai, at least we learned one halacha today. Now the oilam can go to sleep. Huh? Says the Mishnah. We're holding daf mem amid beis on the bottom. Hamafkid chavetz eitzel chaveroi. If a person, here we go, we have pictures. Person had his friend watch a barrel for him. What happened?
You happened.
Oh, that, yeah. Okay, that's a Yoshi shtick. I did not ask for that, but I'll tell you the truth. I didn't ask him to take it out.
You never thought you did.
Hamafkid chavetz is chaveroi. Hamafkid chavetz is chaveroi. V'lo yichadei lo yibayi l'makoyim. There was not a specific place that he had to put the barrel. He can put it anywhere he wants. This would be yichadei l'makoyim. You have to put it on this stage right over here. No, you can put it anywhere. You can put it here, you can put it there. What does it mean? The guy didn't pay for a spot. He said, watch my barrel. You can put it in the bathroom, you can put it in the dining room, wherever you want. And the guy moved it, And by doing so, it broke. It fell out of his hand. If he moved it for his own need, in other words, what do we call that? A ganav? You're supposed to wash the barrel. You're not supposed to use the barrel for yourself. You use it for yourself. You're a ganav. So it broke. You're chayev. Litzarka. If you moved the barrel because the sun was coming in from those, look at those windows over there, it's coming in, hurting the wine. You moved it. You did it for the wine. Potter. Now, imit mishinicha nishbura. You put it back down. You're a ganav. You place the back. Bein litzarkai, bein litzarka, potter. Once you put it back, you're no longer chayev. So here's the question. If you steal something, you steal a car, you joyride, come around, you come back from the neighborhood, you put it right back in the guy's parking spot. You potter, chayev, what's the halacha? My question is, do you have to call the guy up and say, hey, I stole your car, I put it back in the parking spot, or you can just put it back in there? The halacha is, what's that new, Rabbi Yisai? Do I have to notify the owner?
You use this car, you
I stole his car. I stole his thing. I put it back. I stole candy from the candy store. Forget that. You're going into detail. Okay, I stole candy when I was a kid. I go to the store. I put down $5 on the by the register and I walk away. Supposed to tell. Machloikas. We have machloikas. So the Mishnah over here says that once you put it back down, you're potter. So what is the Mishnah telling us? That you don't have to notify him. There's no notification here. He put it back down. So we're obviously going according to this man, the Omar. His name is Rabbi Yishmael, who says, you don't have to notify. Okay, now we continue. If the owner said, I want you to put the barrel on this coffee table. That's it. You can't. That's my makam. I'm paying you $10 a month to put it on this coffee table. He moved it from there and it broke. Even if he returned it, Letzarka chayiv, letzarka potter. If he moved it for the good of the barrel, you're potter. But if he moved it for his own good, you're chayiv. Question. We just said you don't have to notify anybody. If you steal something, you don't have to notify the owner. So what does it say over here? If he placed it back down and then it broke, chayiv. Why? He returned it. He returned it. Obviously, this part of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that you must notify. And since you didn't notify, you're chayev. So we have a contradiction between the Reish and the Seif of the Mishnah. And unfortunately, there's no good way to get out of it. Says Gemara Homani, who's our Mishnah going according to? That if you steal something, just put it back. You don't have to call up the owner and tell him what you did. Rabbi Shmali, right? I was thinking about Rabbi Nachman Seltzer and the whole book, all those things that Rabbi Yossi, well, as he returned, he notified everybody because Lachar, you have to notify. That's how we paskin. Rabbi Shmali goes according to Shmuel, the Omer Leibin and Daz Bailu. You don't have to notify the owner, and therefore, if you return it, you use the barrel, you return it to a certain place, Potter. The Sanya, I'm going to tell him, here's a guy that steals a sheep from the flock of sheep, he's not a tzaddik, he's a learner. Shem Shemaim, scared the rest of the guys there. Veselam in a kiss, steals money out of a wallet. Lamakim shagon of yachzer. You can just return it to the place that he stole it, take the sheep, put it back in the pen with the rest. Then Rabbi Shmuel, yoytze, finished. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, daf mem aleph amid aleph, which means that we learned 40 daf. On da 40 of Baba Metzia. Tzorich das bailim. You must notify the owner. It's not enough. As the Gemara Yiri Shmuel, my iria lo yichadoi. It would seem like there's a greater chiddush to say, not only if you put it back, if there's no place for this barrel, so you could dump it over here, you could dump it over there, there's no difference, you returned it. Afilu yichadoi namai. It should be a bigger chiddush that there's a specific spot that it's sort of like that's the barrel spot. Even in that case, you don't have to notify the owner. Says Gemara, let me buy a car. Let me buy a yichdai de mekaymahu. Certainly, if he has a certain spot and you returned it to that spot, So what does the owner care? You took it from there, you put it back, it's right on the spot, everything's good. Even though you didn't make a certain spot. Okay, from the ratio we go like Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need to notify the owner, regardless if he has a spot, a special spot, not a special spot, even when there's no special spot, you just put it back down, you're done, finished, it's a return. But now we have to understand, how does it go together with the Sefer? Because it's never good when you have a Mishnah that doesn't have any names in it. It's an anonymous Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel, the end of the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. Big problem. There was a very specific spot. You have to put the barrel, the tiltal of an Ishbro, and the guy moved the barrel, and it broke. Whether it fell out of his hand. And this is the important toss. Bein mishinicha, regardless if it fell out of his hand. Or, if he placed it back down, he returned it. Letzarkoi chayev. Here, you're chayev, even though you returned it. You returned the barrel. It says if you moved it for your own good, you wanted to use it for whatever reason, chayev, but I returned it. So what do you see? Returning is not enough. You have to make that phone call. Sorry. I have to admit, I wronged you. I touched your barrel. I moved it. But guess what? I put it back. Oh, now you're done. But if you don't make that phone call, litzar chayev. If something happens to it, you're chayev. That cannot go like Rabbi Shmuel. Talk about a son of Rabbi Akiva. That must go like Rabbi Akiva. The Omer be'inon das ba'alim. You must notify the owner. Ask the Gemara the same question, but in the reverse that we asked before. Iri bekiva, my iri yichadoy, afilu lo yichadoy, nami. Tell us the greater chiddush. Even though there's no specific spot to put the barrel, and you just left it there, you're still chayev. Let me buy a kamar, let me buy a yichadoy, la mekoy mahu. Certainly in a situation where there's no specific spot. And you just put it back down, that's not considered, of course that's not considered returning. Afilu yichadoy, nami, the mekoy mahu. But even if there's a special coffee table that I'm supposed to put this barrel on, so I put it back on that spot, I would think I don't have to notify the owner. Being in Das Bailam, I must notify it. As the Gemara, the famous question, Reishu Rabbi Shmuel, V'sefer Rabbi Akiva. How's it possible? Same Mishnah is telling us conflicting views in, we have no choice. Yes. In fact, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Man de Metargim Lichovis Aliba de Chatana. If you're able to explain the Mishnah according to one Tana, Mevilna Mane Basre Lebe Mesusa, I will carry his clothing all the way to the mikvah as such. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan will be so impressed with whoever gives him the answer and explains him the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan will be Mishamesh Atamad Chacham. So the Chabruzah told me, I thought it was a very nice story about Rabbi Milinowitz. If you open up your art scroll, the front says Rabbi Milinowitz in every single art scroll. We checked out last night, even the Hebrews. He was a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. What?
Chaim Zev, yeah.
Chaim Zev Milinowitz. He was the general editor of the Shas. Of all art scrolls? Generally. He knew everything. And he's a tremendous onav. And he went with a short jacket, down hat. And he'd take the bus every day. You could see him catching the bus here. And he would just sit there, he'd carry his thing. So Rabbi Didya asked him if he could carry his... Well, he saw he had a lot of svarim. Could I carry it back? So he said, no. So Rabbi Didya thought to himself that maybe he's saying it because he didn't want to be a Talmud Chacham. He didn't want I'm a shamish Talmud Chacham. I'm not a Talmud Chacham, I'm a regular guy. So Rabbi Didya said, but could I maybe help you as a friend that's a little elderly and struggling? He says, oh, yeah, that you could. And he gave him he let him use it. He says, don't be mishamish me. So I'm going to be mishamish at Talmud Chacham. I'm going to bring your clothing to the Beis HaMerchatz. So now the Gemara says like this. By the way, there's a big mazel tov. I want to pause here for a second because I think it's a big chizuk. It was tremendous. One of the most emotional stories for me. And I said the story many times. I might have said it just a few days ago, but I have a little bit of a twist to the story. Makes it more emotional. There's a big mazel tov in MDY today, which I saved for now because a lot of people skip the emails. So now, if you don't skip the emails, I got you. So mazel tov to Rabbi Yisrael Gordon. His son is getting engaged to the daughter of Rabbi Moshe Wilner from Chicago. Who's Rabbi Yisrael Gordon? Yisrael Gordon is the guy that was on Zoom 4 years ago, and it said CHOP on the bottom. And people asked him for 3 months, what's CHOP? One day, we see his face, and there's a younger man-looking guy. He says he's from Lakewood. He's in Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. What's going on? His kid, Yerachmiel, has brain cancer. Oy vey. The whole MDY went to action. People started, they set him up with computers because he couldn't communicate with his family. He was stuck there during COVID. They got him a computer with internet and this at home. One of the kids wanted a kayak, a 12-year-old, so they delivered a kayak to his house. Remember the lime 20-foot kayak, whatever it was, a green kayak. Anyway, maybe that's the boy that just got engaged. Who knows? Kayak guy. The kids are, he's like 12, so no, make him 16, 17, no. Make a long story short, can't make it short. They sent him gifts, this, chizuk, the whole thing, and one day we got the terrible news that his son, Yerachmiel, was nifter. I announced it here, I couldn't control, they cried, Ozach. People went to B'Menachem Avol. And one of the big stories, I just mentioned Shlomi Klein yesterday, Shlomi Klein drove from Crown Heights, 2 hours, he thought he's going to go in and out. He says, you don't know me. Yisrael says, I do know you. Your name is Shlomi Klein. I know you're from Zoom. And we realized that Zoom is more than, it's not just, watching a shir. It's more of a mishpach. And he said, he was Menachem. Yisrael wrote me an email afterwards that it gave him a tremendous nechama, that a Lubavitcher came. It was Menachem a Litvak, and that he knew everything about him. And that kitzer, 2 hours. A short while later, we had to see him in the Five Towns on Masechtas Pesachim. And during the siyum, Rabbi Yisrael showed up, and he comes over to me, and he gives me this. Says, I want to give this to you. What is this? Says, somebody from MDY sent him this, and this is the pillowcase that his son, Yerachmiel, slept on and learned hundreds of hours of Gemara with him. And he was nifter on this pillow, and I'm bawling. And he says, and I want you to use this by your Seder. It was very, very powerful, and I did. There's even a piece of matzah over here you can see. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring this here today because the engagement, it's almost Pesach, and this means a lot to me. All right, what? I definitely will. Okay. Tirgum or Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Abba Kamei D'Rav. Tirgum or Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Abba Kamei D'Rav. So, the two Tanoim try to make sense of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov said he struggled. Perhaps we could say it goes according to one man, the Omer, or go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that you don't have to notify, after you steal, you don't have to notify the owner. Tirgum Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Kamei D'Rav, he said in front of his Rebbe, Rav, Shenotlo Almanas, maybe these are Meroim, Shenotlo Almanas the Gozlo. Tirgum Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba Kamei D'Rav, Shenotlo Almanas the Shloch B'Yad. They're basically saying the same thing, but slightly different. One says that he took it. Basically, this is what Dr. Factor almost said before on a different thing. Like, he took it on condition, he wanted to steal it. He was thinking about stealing it. And over here, saying another Amor says he didn't want to steal it, he wanted to be Shileach Yad. Now, we're going to learn a new Musik today, something called Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad, maybe we did mention, I'm sure we did, but let's talk about it for a second. Shlichus Yad is to steal something that's in your possession, you're watching it. What's the difference between stealing and Shlichus Yad? Stealing, if you decide to drink one cup out of that barrel, you're thirsty, you have a guest, you want to entertain him, one cup. So you want to steal one cup, so you're responsible for one cup worth of wine. Shlichus Yad is different. Since you're watching this barrel, and you decide to steal one cup, you become responsible on the entire barrel. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Van. We sat next to each other on the plane. Yishkoyach. You were very nice to me. You didn't bother me. I thought there's going to be schmoozing, this, that, nothing. Garnished. Let me alone.
He didn't recognize you.
He was happy you left him alone.
I would think that, but he sent me a picture of me on the plane.
What to make you feel good?
Was there any learning going on the plane? No, don't tell that. I was schluffing the whole time. Tirgumo Rabbi Yaakov Barabba Kamei D'Rav Shenot Almanas the Gozla. Tirgumo Rabbi Nosson Barabba Kamei D'Rav Shenot Almanas the Gozla. So b'maikel miflegi, what's the difference? Shlichsiyad gzela, b'shlichsiyad tzricha chesaron. To be included in this shlichsiyad here, let's just see this pasuk for a second. So it says this two psukim. We're going to talk about one right now. We'll talk about the other soon. Shuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneim. This is the second pasuk. What's yud? Imloy shalach yodoy. The Torah says shlichsiyad. You moved it. What happens if you did use it? You shalach yad. So the pasuk right before says. Look at the end of the pasuk. Umeis or nishba or nishba ain roya. You're swearing that you didn't do. But the bottom line is you're chayav even for a oinus. If you did shlichus yad, you're chayav even for a mistake. So what's the difference? Shlichus yad zirch chesaron. Do you need to drink some of the wine, or perhaps shlichus yad is just moving it? Yeah. Do I have to use some of it or not? Man domali gozla. It's just a technical thing. Rabbi says it's the same idea. The man domali says we're talking about gezel because of shlichus yad tzricha chesaron. He has to actually drink from it. He didn't. Man domali shlichus yad because of shlichus yad. Ain't it tzricha chesaron? We're not at the pshat yet. We're just getting there. We're trying to build this up a little bit. So the bottom line is the guy wanted to steal it. The guy wanted to do shlichus yad. Slightly different shlichus yad and gezel within the same idea. The guy wanted to use it. How much is he chayiv? Does he have to use it? Not use it? That's machlokes. We'll see a little bit more of it later. Before even we get to the pshat, we have to deal with this question. Maskevlo Rav Sheshes. Midi not loktani. Does it say anywhere that he took till the loktani? He didn't take anything. He didn't take any wine. It says he moved the wine. He moved the barrel. Elomer Rav Sheshes. Hachem ha'iskino kigon shetil tolo. You're right. He didn't take wine. What did he do? Kigon shetil tolo havi olea goizolois. He used it as a ladder. Here we have a picture. He has a bunch of birds on the top shelf. So he used the barrel as a ladder. What is that called? Another musug. Because sava shoyel shlemidas gazanu. If you use something without any permission, you are a ganav. You used a guy's barrel. Yes, you didn't ruin it. Nothing. But you're not supposed. What?
I'm calling him a gazlan.
Not what?
God.
You did it.
That's
the thing. He's asking. It's like he's scared of people. That's scared of people. Okay. Technical. I just thought it was very interesting because my wife showed me something. She says, "You're not going to believe what's going on in America. Like this is like the worst." So, a woman. You know, in America, you have the Tesla chargers or whatever, the electric chargers in front of your house. You know, so a woman goes and she pulls up to some random house and she plugs in. So the guy comes out with his phone and he says, "Excuse me." And she says, "What do you think you're doing taking a video of me?" He says, "Excuse you, you're on my property." She says, "I don't care. It's just going to be 20 minutes. Get out of my face." She starts, like, he's the mechutzav. Like, he's a Russia for taking a video of her. "I'm going to call the cops on you." She starts threatening him. And this is real. This is like these, whatever they're called. What are they called? The Karens.
Karens.
No, the they deserve it. They, entitled. What do you mean? I'm just using some of your electric. Like, there's no musik of Gneva. You know what I'm saying? You have to know the halachas. You have to be aware that just to take somebody's barrel, and you think to yourself, what is the big deal? What am I allowed to take my friend's ladder? He's my neighbor. We like each other. I'm going to take it from here to here, climb up a few steps. No! That's different than taking electric. Electric, you have to be mamisha, you're literally taking. It's not as expensive as fuel, but it's expensive. But over here, we're talking about taking a barrel from somebody else. And it's in my house. I'm doing you a favor. I'm watching it. You hear what's going on here? I'm watching your barrel. So what's the big deal? I took it and I moved it over here. I need to climb on. Ganav. Shoyel shelo midas, gazlan. We got to get into our head. Says the Gemara. V'kula Rabbi Shmuley. And this is going to go according to Rabbi Shmuley. The whole Mishnah Rabbi say is Rabbi Shmuley. What does Rabbi Shmuley say? I steal something. Don't have to notify anybody. So, then the question is, if the whole thing is Rabbi Shmuel, so why in the Sefer Yechayev? The answer is because the Sefer says that the barrel belongs on the coffee table. And he didn't return it to the coffee table. Had he returned it to the coffee table, even though he used it as a ladder, it would be fine. Why? Because I don't have to notify. The problem is he did not return it to the coffee table. Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold. In that case, if the barrel explodes, you're chayiv. That's the Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't like this. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you could explain to me the Mishnah, I will carry you close to the mikvah. To the Beis HaMerchatz, not the mikvah, Beis HaMerchatz. You clock in, clock out. You know, one of these places, you sit there for hours. Rabbi Yochanan, hinicha b'mkoyma mashma. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no. It seems like from the Mishnah, he did return it to the coffee table. It says hinicha. Hinicha means that it went back to the place. Okay. So that's why he doesn't like this pshat. Doesn't fit in well to the Mishnah. He's not taking anybody's clothes to the Beis HaMerchatz. Itmar. Rav Levi Chadom HaShlichus Yad Tzrichisar. V'chadom HaShlichus Yad in Tzrichisar. I even saw a thing, but I'm not going to say it. But I didn't like it so much. It could be it's true, could be not true. If you believe in it, great. But there was like a Rebbe who said a good pshat in this thing. And he was all excited that finally Rabbi Yochanan would have to bring his clothes. And then he walked outside and he saw an old man. He said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. That's not the pshat. Oh, Arichas Dvar. I ain't chum. V'chadom HaShlichus Yad in Tzrichisar. Again, Itmar, Rav and Levi, we have a machloikis between two Amoroim. Rav and Levi, Chadom HaShlichus Yad Tzricha Chesaren, Rav Tanu Polik. Fine, Rav is a little bit of a Tanu. Chadom HaShlichus Yad Tzricha Chesaren, Chadom HaShlichus Yad Eino Tzricha Chesaren. In order to be over on this idea called Shlichus Yad, when you're a Shomer and you use something, what if you use it as a ladder? Are you over on Shlichus Yad? You didn't take away from the barrel, anything, zero. Is that considered shlichus yad? This time the Rabu, Dama shlichus yad in a shlichus yad. Maybe I can prove to you that it's Rav says that you don't have to make it go down in value. And if I know that Rav said that, then what? Levi's going to say the opposite. This is on Yeroya Shoy Yeroya Edroy. You have a shepherd. Viniach Edroy, Ubala Ir. He decided he left all the animals by themselves and he ran to the bathroom in the city. Whatever he did, he's allowed to, says Rashi, the certain hours of the day, you're allowed to do that. Ubozev, a taraf, and a wolf came and killed an animal. Rashi just goes in to say, a zev is different than a lion. It carries its prey back to the den. Ubari, vidoras. I love this cartoon, so I'll show it to you. This was by Avruchi Ariba Almuhus. He says, Kishta Chatul Gadol. Kishta is like, get it. No, how do you say it in English? Scram. A big lion, and you see that he's drooling already. This lion. Huh? Why? Oh, that. Oh, do you want to see this picture
yeah.
I took?
Yeah,
of a leopard? Okay. Hiniach Mach, says Gemara, Potter. He's Potter. He had a right to leave. You like to take a little break in the middle of the day. You don't have to stay out there all day. Potter. However, check this out. You put your knapsack and your staff on top of the sheep. Chayov. And we ask, why? Why is he chayov? Shaklinu. You took it off. If the stick is still on top of the animal, now you're chayov. What happened? Holy Mashcha, you didn't do a kinyan. In order for you to be over and shlichus yad or whatever, you have to pull it. There's other ways to do it. He did one of these. He tapped it with a stick. By you causing the animal to move forward, that's your kinyan. The Ritva says over here, somebody asked me last night, I looked it up. The Ritva says, you have to have intent to be koyin. Okay, so you had intent to be koyin. Over here, I just want to insert this joke. I didn't say it in a while, got to say it. This guy wanted to impress his kala. He just got married the other day. He says, I want to show you my horse, my wagon, the whole thing. So they get on the horse and wagon, and 2 minutes in, the horse stops. The guy gets very frustrated. He says, go! That's one. He didn't go. Go! That's two. No, garnish. Three times, he pulls out his gun, shoots. So the cow starts screaming, what are you doing? What are you doing? He said, that's one. And then they say that I'm a male chauvinist. I wonder why. Okay, you know what? Sorry, the Kala was driving the wagon, and she told the horse, that's a much better. All right, fine. Well, you guys didn't hear this joke in the last 2 months? That's a buster. Okay.
Last time you said it, you interrupted by someone.
Yeah. Oh. Just change it around. All the jokes are going to be female to the male. Okay, fine. By the white lines. But nothing happened. You put a bag on top of the animal. Nothing happened. So what do you see from here? You had no right to put your bag and your stick on top of the animal. That's called shlichus yad. Even though there was no chesaron, you didn't. The value of the sheep was $100 before you put it on. Now it's $100. No, you see from here, you don't need to take away from the value. It says Gemara, "Ei Moshe chisha b'makel." Check out this beautiful picture. He gave it a good whack, and when you give a good whack, it actually lowers the value of the animal. Shekhisha, not a kisha. Hekhisha, you took down from the value. Why in the world would we use such a strong language of hakot, like a makel and a stick? Hekhisha, whatever. No, to tell you that it was damaging to the animal. And derech agav, and a very far derech agav, this is also a big yisoid in life. A lot of people didn't know this, and I'm assuming today also. There's something called Tzrirus Dam. I actually went as a child to Ramnitz. I'm not going to go into that story, to Ramnitz with this question. Tzrirus Dam means if you see on a chicken, like a black and blue, like a red dot, a red lump, you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because you can't kosher it with salt. You see the salt wasn't able to take out the blood. If you do see, sometimes you see something like that. It's called something that the animal got a big bang from like something, whatever, when it's alive. Then you're not supposed to eat it, it's yours down. I said just alive, I don't know if that's, what?
Black and blue mark.
So you're not going to eat that area. You got to cut that out. It's yours down. Anyway, says the Gemara with the Rav Sov, and from the fact that Rav says that you have to use it and drink the wine, Zach Chasha, you did it with a stick, Levi Sov, so Levi says that you don't need to lower the value. So I just want to point out, there's a Rashi. Rashi says that there's two things. There's something called shlichus yad, and there's something called shoyel shaloi midas. Okay? Both of them, if you move this barrel, you move this animal, you can be over either for shlichus yad, you can be over for shoyel shaloi midas. So what's the raya here, says Rashi, that for one way or another, shlichus yad has a chesaron or not? Maybe we're talking about that he's just a shoyel shalei midas. There's another way to be chayiv, called shoyel shalei midas. What's the proof, if somebody's chayiv here, what's the proof that shlichus yad has a chesaron or not chesaron? Maybe it has to do with shoyel shalei midas. So Rashi says, four lines from the bottom. He says that Yisoid, av ha'bali chayim ha'makhish ha'macham ha'smelacha, anything alive that becomes worthless because you use it, t'chilosei shlichus yad, it automatically becomes a shlichus yad. There is no shoyel shalei midas in that case. It would be an immediate problem of shlichus yad, not shoyel shalei midas. Says the Gemara, my time with the Levi. Now we have to understand what's the logic in Levi. Why does Levi say that in order to be, you could be over on shlichus yad even without minimizing, without taking away from the animal? Rebbe says in the name of his Rebbe, Mishuna shlichus yad amur b'shoyim esocha, Mishlichus yad amur b'shoyim echinam. Why are there, Rabbi Yisai, check this out, there's two psukim, by shoyim esocha it says, M'lishalach yad melech zereyu. Those six words are repeated identically by shoyim echinam, M'lishalach yad melech zereyu. Why does the Torah have to mention it twice? Says the Gemara, because in fact, you don't. And because it says it by one, I have a completely extra pasuk. That what? One is not similar to the other. Shem Sachar is completely not necessary. I argue on my Rebbe. Rashi says he's his Rebbe. I say they're both necessary. Why don't I need this pasuk? The simplest kavah chaimer in the world. Just say the idea by Shem Echinam. What's more chomer, Rabbi Yisai? If we just think about it, who pays more often than the other? Shem Echinam, Shem Esachar. Shem Esachar, guy, a paid guard, always pays for Gneva Vaveda. He's more severe. So, say it once. Say it by a Shoy Mechinam. Say the halacha that if a Shoy Mechinam has to pay for Shlichus Yad, certainly a guy that has to pay for Gneva Aveda. Shoy Mechinam never pays for stolen items. But a Shoy Mesecha does pay for something stolen. So, of course, he has to pay for Shlichus Yad. And it goes as follows. If you're watching it for free, and somebody comes in the middle of the night and steals the sheep, you don't have to pay. However, if you decide to use it and use the barrel, you be chayev. So the Torah should have just said in that case, who is chayev, it was stolen in the middle of the night or got lost, they called shkain. So certainly should be chayev if he decided on his own to use the barrel of wine. So why did the Torah say it twice? This whole pasuk coming to say says Levi, my halacha, shlichus yad doesn't need to diminish the product. Oh my gosh! Okay, 4 minutes. Kinevation del sianar my uncle Rebbe Chanan Presman and as a schus vakiva simcha ben Fega, official mitzvah motivators in honor of Dr. and Mrs. Robert Lehman for sponsoring Gemaras for Kehilas Ner Tamid of Baltimore. Gwertzman brothers, for the yards of their grandfathers, Hachover, Moshe, this is a brand new one. The Gwertzman brothers were very, very generous over the years and very big part of this year. For the yards of our grandfathers, Hachover, Moshe ben Yerachmila, Shalom, an original real Yeki, and a Rav Eliezer, Moshe ben Rabbi Shmaya, Zetzal, Shmaya, Shama? I don't know. Maybe we have to fix that word. I think it's Shmaya. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vani Oimer, Eino Meshuna, says Rabbi Yochanan, no, I need both psukim. I argue my Rebbe. So if I ask you who's Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, so he says, I remember in Amavki, the first Rashi in the Mem Aleph Amud Beis says that Rabbi Yossi ben Haroi was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. No matter, Eino Meshuna, Kirbe Lazar, Do Omar, Dove Do Achasi, both of these psukim, again, let's look at these psukim again. There's one positive Hashem Esach that says, the idea of Shlichus Yad. One pasuk with Shem Chinam says Rabbi Yochanan, I need both of them. Why? Rabbi Lozer says I need both. My dove da achas. What does that mean? Mishum de'irke lemifrach. I could say a very simple thing. Ma'al Shem Chinam shekem esham tashlumi kefil betoyin tainas ganov. You guys remember from Baba Kama? If I'm watching it for free and I lie, I like your Lamborghini. I'm watching your Lamborghini and say, oh, it got stolen, and I swear that it was stolen. That's a case where a Shem Chinam has to pay kefil. Is there ever a case where a boy said that a Shem Socher pays kefil? Never. Why? Because what's the Shem Socher going to say? It got stolen? Poof! You have to pay on the spot. He can never get out of Gneva. He can never come to a situation where he has to pay kefil. Check out this beautiful picture. It's very accurate in a way. Here you have a guy from Buddha Park. He says, the cow, it got stolen. And here's the cow peeking out of the door. That's Toyin Tainas Ganov. So, but Toyin Tainas Ganov, Umandaloi Parach, no, but he's saying, great, you're telling me that Shomer Socher is more Chomer than a Shomer Chinam. Why? Shomer Socher always pays for Gneva Aveda. I, Rabbi Yochanan, say, no, a Shomer Chinam is more Chomer. I have a situation where Shomer Chinam has to pay Kefil and a Shomer Socher doesn't have to pay Kefil. So it's not a good Kavah Chomer. The opposite, Shomer Chinam is more Chomer. Umandaloi Parach, Sovar, Kanabalei Shvua, Adifim Mekvela Beshvua. The person who doesn't say that's a, once in a while, you have a situation where Shem Chinam pays kefil, but every case in the world, the Shem Socher is more chomer. It's a bird in the hand. Right now, you have to pay on every situation where it's stolen. The Shem Socher pays kefil, or I'm sorry, pays for the object. The Shem Chinam doesn't. So Shem Socher is more chomer than Shem Chinam. Yes, there is a funny case where a guy says that Shem Chinam says it was stolen and it wasn't stolen, and he swears. That's a case where he has to pay kefil. No, it's 1 out of 100 compared to the regular stolen animal from Shem Esachar. Rava Amar Leitamish Shlichus Yad Lo B'Shem Echinam V'Lo B'Shem Esachar. Rava says, you know what? These two psukim, let's go back. The two psukim, Shem Esachar and Shem Echinam, not necessary. Why? Rava says, I can learn them both from a Shail. What's the worst shomer in the world? The worst shomer in the world is a shoyl. He has to pay for everything. So if I see that a shoyl has to pay for shlichus yad, let's see in a second. Lo yitam shlichus yad, lo b'shem echinam, lo b'shem esachar, v'teizim shoyl, I'll learn from shoyl. Uma shoyl, that's b'ilam kovid. A shoyl is able to use the car with permission from the owner. And all the hana is his. He could do everything with it. He's the guy. He's the, like, so to speak, the owner now. Sholach b'yod chayev, and yet, as soon as it becomes his, he's chayev on everything. He's chayev on ha'oynes. It's not really sholach yad. It's not really gneva. Chazanish asks, it's not gneva. But okay, nevertheless, you see that he's chayev. Shemachinam, shemachar le'kolchkin. So certainly, shemachinam, who doesn't have rishus to use it, shemachar doesn't have rishus to use it, certainly if he uses it, they should be chayev, just like a shayel. Lama nemar, why do you need two psukim? Says Rava Chada Leimer Lach Shlichus Yad Ain Shricha Chasar. One pasuk comes to say that a Shlichus Yad, I don't like Levi, I don't need to make it worth less. V'idach Shaloi Toimar Daya Lovim and Adin Lius Kenidon. Very, very simple, Rabbi Yisai. Don't get confused there. I'm serious. These are from the simplest things. Yisai Din Shas Daya Lovim and Adin Lius Kenidon. When you do a Kav Choymer, the thing that you're learning cannot be stronger than you think you learned it from, right? It's logic. I'm learning A from B. So I can't say, oh, and now A should be double as powerful as B. It's just, if you're learning A from B, so it's whatever B has. Okay. We're not going to say that. Now here comes this halacha that we mentioned all the way in the beginning of this year. Mashoel bebailim potter, avshar mechinam, vishar mesachar bebailim potter. I would think that. So it goes like this. There's a Muslim in Shas called Ba'alav Imai, and it's actually a pasuk that says, "In Ba'alav Imai lo yishalem im sachu u'babeschore." If you're about to lend your friend a car, do yourself a favor and don't fall for the trap when he says, as he's borrowing the car, "Could I have a cup of water?" Because if you do that and he bashes up your car, he doesn't have to pay anything. Why? Gzeiros hakasa. It says in Ba'alav Imai. If he's working for you, and then you borrow something from him, you're potter. You don't have to pay. Why? I don't know. That's what Hashem said. So I would think that that halacha also applies to a shomer chinam and a shomer sachar. That's why I need a second pasuk of shlichus yad to tell me it does not apply. That's a special halacha by shayel. I would think you're potter. Now, so again, why do I need two psukim? One pasuk tells me that shlichus yad doesn't need a chesar. You don't have to drink the wine to be over. But what about the man that says that you do need? We said, according to Rav, you do need to drink the wine. So what is he going to do with that extra pasuk? Well, the man that shlichus yad tzir chesar, not entitled to shlichus yad lamili. What do I do with the second one? So first one, chadash leitoy medalavim adin leis kinidah, we just said. Ve'idach, likidasanya, v'nigar of balabai sal elohim, the owner goes to the dayanim, the judges. So typically you go to a judge, what do you go to a judge for? For din Torah. No, l'shvua, this is the swear. Atoim l'shvua yenu l'din, nemer shlichus yad l'mata. If you look at the psukim, you don't have to look at the psukim, but the pasuk by Shomer Sachar is pasuk yud, the pasuk by Shomer Chinam is pasuk zayin. So l'mata would be Shomer Sachar. It says, the idea shlichus yad by Shomer Sachar l'mata, v'nemer shlichus yad l'mata. Ma'al alin l'shvua, afkan l'shvua. So just like by Shomer Chinam, I'm sorry, Shomer Sachar, he makes himself potter. He could say, there was a mistake, there's an oinus. How does he become potter if he swears? So too, Shomer Chinam, how does he, when he says ganav, it got stolen, either tainas ganav or to actually get out of Gneva Aveda, he must swear. How do I know this? From the Sefer Pasuk. Rabbi Yisrael, good chodesh, great day. I'll see you tomorrow, Bez Hashem, bright and early at 7:10.